With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. The calm before the storm or the calm after the storm? I can't tell. But in this week's show, we're going to be covering off all the results from the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. We're also going to be previewing some of the matches in the third qualifying round. We're also going to be having a full fixture preview later with the North East Football Podcast very own Mark Carruthers for all the matches taking place in the Premier Division. We're also going to be hearing from the managers at Witton Albion, Gainsborough Trinity, Hensford Town, Micklethwaite Sports. But before all of that, let's get to the good stuff. And Mr. Good Stuff himself is on the other end of the phone from the league. Social media officer is James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So we've had... Let's start off by talking about some of the league results from this past week. Basford United beat Lancaster City by 3-1. Scarborough beat North Ferriby United away from home by 3-1. Stirling Bridge beat Matlock 3-1. And Hyde United got a much-needed result in the league on Saturday, beating Whitby Town away from home by 1-0. There were also some matches midweek. Gainsborough Trinity won 1-0 against North Ferriby United. Micklethwaite Sports drew 1 apiece with Scarborough. Stafford Rangers beat Basford United by 3-1. Who saw that result coming? And Workington drew 1 apiece with Marine. So what all that's done with the league table is South Shields still out in front, but they're now joined by Scarborough Athletic, also on 18 points. They have played a game more than everyone else, though. 1 point back, Warrington and Gainsborough Trinity, and Basford United finish off their playoff positions, sitting in fifth position on 15 points, tied with Buxton, Grantham, and then you've got the likes of Stafford Rangers, Stirling Bridge, Whitby and Hensford all milling around there, not too far from the playoffs as well. So some good results at the weekend, especially for Scarborough this past week, James.
Yeah, indeed. So Scarborough now one of the, picking up the results there. And again, it's the same as last season at this moment in time between them and South Shields, isn't it? Both of them started off really strongly. Again, starting to get interesting, as we mentioned last week.
Absolutely. But we should really talk about the FA Cup. Just to say, we've got a monthly show next week, so we're going to interview some of the managers who've got themselves some plum draws for the third qualifying round on this week's show. So as we said, we're going to try and catch up with Witton, Gainsborough, Hensford, Micklethwaite. But let's start alphabetically then with the results in the second qualifying round. Great result this for Micklethwaite Sports, beating Anstey Nomads by 7-1. Massilia getting a hat-trick in that game there. Micklethwaite Sports safely through. And in the next round, John McGrath's men, for all their efforts, they've been rewarded with a home draw against Alfreton Town of the National League North. A great draw, that one. Let's see what manager John McGrath has to say all about it now. So, John, first things first, a big congratulations on the FA Cup success at the weekend. You must be dead chuffed with that one.
Yeah, we, you know, to play two games now, and, you know, the manner of the victories were really good. You know, the lads got, you know, who I wanted to get game time, and, you know, the centre forward scoring goals. It was great, but, you know, it's the furthest, or we've equaled the furthest ever that we've gone in the competition, and yeah, we're really pleased with what we've done, and obviously Alfreton Town now lie waiting in the next round.
And you obviously, you know, you mentioned the stage you've reached. At this stage now, I mean, what's you thinking about the FA Cup? Because you must be thinking to yourself, it's only two more games, and you know, some of the results my fellow NPL sides have pulled out the hat against Step 2 sides. It's not beyond all the realms of possibility here. I mean, where are you at?
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly my thought. You know, we're at a stage now where you think, right, you know, we're probably within touching distance of, you know, a really glamour tie, i.e., you know, a tie that's going to be financially viable for us as a club, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, it's about, you know, the FA Cup, I love playing in it, but for us as a club, and, you know, any club at our level or below, you know, need a good cup run for the financial reasons. But yeah, to be still in and progressing in one of the, well, what I consider the most prestigious cup competitions in the world is, you know, it's great for us as a little club.
I mean, we've got you on a week earlier, by no accident, by the way, John. It's to make sure that you don't get a jinx or anything like that heading into this game. What are you expecting from Alfreton?
Well, we've had them watched, obviously, in the replay against Sutton Coldfield. We'll have them watched again tomorrow and next week, so we'll be well informed. I'm expecting they've lost Tom Denton, who went to Chesterfield. He's a big loss for them, but I'm expecting a high tempo, really good footballing side. But saying that, you know, we're also a very good footballing side, and I think we're probably a worse draw for them than they are for us in terms of, you know, a lower league side. You know, they might not relish playing us. So you know, we're at home, so we'll be difficult prospect at home as well.
And it's good you're at home as well, because coming up you've got two away trips to Cheshire, in a way. You've got Hyde United this Saturday, and Tuesday night you've got Warrington. Fixture gods have not been kind to you in the lead up to this. How are you juggling things?
We've got quite a small squad, so we tend to squad rotate and keep everybody fresh as best we can. We've obviously, you know, I'm still heavily involved in our full time academy, so. You know, we've had a lot of graduates this year so far, and you know, I get to see what's coming through. So they come on the bench and they make the numbers up that way. And you know, we mix them around as well with the first team boys. So it is tough to go to you know, on the back of playing Scarborough as well on Tuesday night, you know, which is a tough game. Hyde will be tough away from home, and you know, Warrington are always a very, very tough opposition.
And obviously, we've not quite reached 10 games yet in the league, but what have you made of the division this season? A fair few changes structurally with it. I mean, Mickleover are being Mickleover in a way. They're pulling out some good results.
Yeah, you know, in my personal opinion, we're probably 3 or 4 points below where I think we should be at this stage. But we've actually played quite well and not got the results that our football has warranted. But saying that, you know, if we keep playing the way we're playing, results will come and they'll fall. And I think, you know, the point on Tuesday night against Scarborough was a really good point. But yeah, it's in terms of structure, it's a really tough league this year. You know, you've got a lot of big teams: South Shields, Scarborough, Hyde will be decent, Warrington will be there both. So you look and you think, you know, a little old club like McClure Sports, but you know, I'm in there to pick up points and, you know, to win games of football, and you know, so the rest of my team. So we'll, you know, we'll give every game a good go.
And win games nicely as well. I mean, I've not spoke to you this season yet, so I do have to mention that goal from Pablo Mills early in the season. It is quite special, so special it's actually still a sticky on Twitter on the Mickleover Sports Twitter feed. It is a special goal, isn't it?
It was an unbelievable strike, and you know, anybody who questions whether he meant it or not is you know, has to watch close. You know, I was right beside Pablo, and he knew exactly what he was doing. You know, and that's a measure of the man. You know, he's a centre half, but you know, he's a ball playing centre half. You know, any centre half from any division, whether you play in the Premier League or Champions League, if they hit a ball like that and it flies in from 40 yards, it's always going to be a proud moment.
Absolutely. And just before you go, John, just a quick message to the supporters then. Obviously, two away trips this week, but then back at home next Saturday for that match against Alfreton. What's your message to the supporters for that one in the FA Cup?
Yeah, just to come down and support us. You know, I think Burton, Albion, and I think Derby County are both away that weekend. So, you know, any of my supporters from my former team, Burton, Albion, who want to come down, please come down and support. You know, I played for a season in Alfreton as well, so it'd be nice to play them. But they're probably, as the crow flies, 15 miles from Mickleover, so it's kind of a local derby as well. So, you know, I'm hoping for a very, very good turnout.
John McGrath, manager at Mickleover Sports, joining us. Mickleover Sports against Alfreton in the third qualifying round. Shall we get your predictions this week? We should wait till next week, really, James, shouldn't we, for the third qualifying round? Seems like
everyone's going to argue around the table about it anyway, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. commiserations to Trafford. They were beaten by Ashton United by 3-0. Buxton drew 0-0 with Colville and beat Buxton on Tuesday night by 4-1 in the replay. A great result, that, for Adam Stevens' side. Commiserations there to Buxton. Buxton falling out at the second qualifying stage of this season's FA Cup. Also going out, Leek Town. It was always a tough ask against Charlie, wasn't it, James? 3-0, the score to the National League North High Flyers.
Yeah, I was just going to come back to Buxton Colville quickly as well. I'm just looking at the Central League.
Move on. We're not going to mention it. No, I won't let you. No.
When Colville doing very, very well in that league, so Buxton taking some replays doing quite well. But at the same time, again, with Leek Town, obviously they've played 4 or 5 FA Cup games on the bounce. They've had a good cup run, you could say that at this moment in time. But he was, again, Charlie, who had 9 points clear, the top of the Conference North at the moment. Just a mad 10 minutes, that won it for Charlie.
Six minutes all the goals took place, from 24 to the 30-minute mark for Charlie. 3-0 winners there. Cleethorpes Town drew 3-3 with Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge there getting an 81st-minute equaliser to take it to a replay back in Lancashire. Cleethorpes Town, though, beat Bamber Bridge 5-0 at the Sir Tom Finney Stadium on Tuesday evening, with Jonathan Oglesby getting a hat-trick. And we'll try and hear from Cleethorpes Town on the Division 1 show next week. But for Cleethorpes Town, I've got a nice draw in the third qualifying round. They're hosting Geisler, also the National League North. So we'll be hearing more from Cleethorpes Town on next week's Division 1 show, which we can't call the Division 1 show anymore, James. I've still not come up with a name. Nope.
I'll think of something.
What do you mean you'll think of something?
The one I've come up with
is the East West show, which I don't know. It sounds a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
East West show. I mean, what else would you call it? The West East show. That doesn't flow as well as East West show. I don't know.
We'll think of, again, we've got a week to think, haven't we?
Anyway, back to more important matters. So congratulations to Cleethorpes, commiserations to the Bamber Bridge. Concert of the Northern League drew 3-3 with Warrington Town. Always a tough place to go, any Northern League side in the FA Cup. Big banana skin. So Warrington Town taking it to a replay. Warrington Town won that replay on Tuesday evening, beating Concert by 2-0, getting the job done pretty much on 12 minutes at Cantilever Park there. Next up for Warrington is a home draw against AFC Telford United. A big game, that one, and a winnable game, thanks to it being at home. Telford United have had a good start to the season, though, in National League North. Let's hear now what the chairman at Warrington Town has to say about it all. On Thursday, I caught up with Toby McCormack. So, Toby, a big thank you for joining us. Here once again in another FA Cup run for Warrington. I mean, it's a tough second qualifying round, though, at Concert.
It was. Tough journey. Left at 9.30, which we thought would be plenty of time, but 2 or 3 road closures, and we didn't get there till 2:10. Strong wind, compact pitch, quite a vociferous crowd. But good day enjoyed, but real tough outing.
And next up then is, we brought everyone on a week earlier, so we're not bringing any bad luck to anybody. But next up is Telford United next Saturday. You know, I've spoke to you in the past on these occasions. It's a bit like Gary Hackett, I suppose, at Stourbridge. Some clubs are just born to have an FA Cup run. what does it mean for Warrington at this stage of your club development to be in the FA Cup, with the potential to be 2 rounds away from the first round proper?
I think because we've experienced it before, of course, with the 2 live TV games previously against Exeter and Gateshead, we know what it can do for the club on and off the field. So, you know, to sort of be within touching distance, if you like, and only a couple of games away, but knowing what it can bring to us, it's a great feeling, a great place to be in.
Now, let's talk about the league, though. And we've had a bit of banter with yourself on the show over recent weeks, talking about how you put us in a false sense of security and the fact that, maybe Warrington are taking a step back this season. Then, when the season kicks off, you made these cracking signings. I mean, what's your expectations for what Warrington can achieve this season in the league?
Just to make sure we get in Swampy's top 8, I think.
Ah, there we go. Have that, Swamper. No, but joking aside, I mean, it's been a great start to the season, and is it meeting expectations?
I think the challenge that we had was the squad come together really late. You know, even on the opening day of the season, a couple of supporters said to me after the game and the opening loss to Farsley, they said the team looked like they hadn't played together before. And that's quite simple because they hadn't, because only without the starting 11, there was only three from last season's team. So there was a little bit of that. We had a couple of international clearances for Dave Raven and Jack McCreth, not through, which took 4 or 5 weeks. And you can see the impact that they've had for us when they came in. I think at one point Jack was 4 goals in 4 games. So the side sort of gelled a few games in, and you know, holding our own, and you know, sort of dead open and honest. You know, I'm sort of the conversation that I had with Paul, sort of pre-season, was let's get in, try and get in that top eight, stay in there, and you know, see how teams go. Will everyone beat each other? Will South Shields and you know, lots of games, we'll run away with it. Let's take a view as the season goes along, but have a proper sit down in January and see where things are.
I mean, what's your take on the competition this season compared to last season? Obviously, last season, you know, everyone was looking at Ulti, what the Shaw Lane factor, perhaps. But this season, we've got a new Ulti in Gainsborough Trinity come down, and a lot of teams coming out of Step Four, not just the Shaw Lane, but you know, the likes of South Shields, the likes of Basford United, Scarborough, very ambitious clubs. So what do you make of the competition?
I think the opening exchanges, everyone was stealing points off each other until teams and squads got settled down. But I think some of the early, you know, the early pre-season pointers of who'd be in the top six is just starting to take a bit of shape now, obviously with Shields and Scarborough and Gainsborough. So those guesses of who'd be up there are starting to come in now, sort of 6, 7, 8 games in. So I think it is taking shape, but I think it is open, and I think it could be sort of I know there's 4 less games, but it could be a lowest points total to either win it or get within the playoffs. So you know, we're in that sort of position that you like at the minute. So I think our job now is, you know, to do everything we can to stay in those positions.
And 3 big games coming up then. Obviously, we'll finish off talking about Telford in a second, the Telford match next Saturday, Mickleover on Tuesday. And then whoever's designed these fixtures is a very clever person. South Shields, blimey, Charlotte. I mean, that game's come out of nowhere. I mean, what are you expecting?
Hopefully a great spectacle for the fans, because we're expecting, you know, quite a few in tomorrow, home and away. So we're hoping that we can serve something up special for them. We've seen South Shields play. We've had someone watching them, and you know, they have come back and said they're by far the best team that he's seen so far this season. They could more than hold their own in the Conference North. But I think there's a few teams in our division that could, you know, that could do that. You know, us, Gainsborough, you know, Shields as well. So it's going to be interesting. I think it's a bit early to say it's a season decider, but it'll definitely be a benchmark for us just to see sort of how far we've come with a new squad.
Well, let's call it for what it is. 9th game of the season, but it's a 6-pointer. It's a 6-pointer, definitely. But just before you go, Toby, just a quick message for the fans. Obviously, we touched upon the former glories in the FA Cup. What's your message to the fans heading into not just tomorrow, but next Saturday's match as well against Telford?
I think it's basically, you know, come down and support the town. Let's get behind us and get everybody involved. We've done it before, and you know, we sold 2,500 tickets in, you know, in 30 minutes, which is a phenomenal sale rate. So, you know, it's there. Let's hopefully get through and maybe get another League Cup down.
Toby McCormack there, chairman at Warrington Town. Warrington Town against Telford United a week Saturday in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. We should say we will have a fixture preview for this weekend's matches in the Premier Division later in the show, as we'll be joined by Mark Carruthers. James Hayes, social media officer from the league, still joins us, and he's here for the next result, which was FC... Who this lot? FC United of Manchester. It's a silly name. FC United of Manchester 2, Colne 0. Yes!
You finally got a win.
Excuse me. No, joking aside, Colne had a really good game. They had a big away following there, and they went for it, which is what they needed to do, Steve Cunningham's side. They went for it in the opening minute, nearly scored, and then Michael Donoghue went the other end and scored for FC United, which took the wind out of them a bit. But it wasn't an easy game for the National League North side. But FC United going through, commiserations to Colne. And I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing more from Colne in the coming months on the Division 1 show. Also going out from the MPL, Farsley Celtic 0, Southport 3, and we'll never talk about that match again, but commiserations to Farsley. But congratulations to Gainsborough Trinity. They went down to Hales Owen and beat Hales Owen Town by 3-0. A great result, that one, for the East Midlands side. And their reward is a match against Blyth Spartans in the third qualifying round. So it now seems like a good time to welcome back to the show manager at Gainsborough Trinity, here's Lee Sinnott. So Lee, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, a big congratulations putting to one side Hales Owen Town. A great result there.
It was a good result, yeah. You know, difficult place to go to. So, yeah, to come out with a 3-0 victory and the way we accomplished it as well was very, really pleasing. I mean, the bottom line is always to get through to the next round, but I thought the, you know, the performance went in tandem, you know, what the prize was, which is obviously a home draw against Blyth Spartans.
And obviously, going into that game against Hales Owen and now looking back at all the results from the second qualifying round, you see the likes of Buxton going out and the likes of Bamber Bridge going out as well. It was a tricky game on paper, that one.
It was. I mean, the previous round, we've been down to Chasetown, a similar part of the country. Yeah, and away time, and obviously, I mean, it's the FA Cup, isn't it? It you know, never ceases to amaze you. You know, it's a very tricky competition. You know, you get one chance at it if you're talking about the actual time. I mean, if you go to a replay and finish it off, that's all well and good. But you know, you lose the tie, you're out. So obviously, there's a lot riding on it, and we're aware of that. So I thought the players, you know, acquitted themselves, you know, extremely well at a tricky venue as well. Like I said, I mean, we didn't, in my opinion, we didn't allow them to get any head of steam up, you know, to bring the crowd into it as well. So, yeah, you know, very pleasing.
And next up, as you alluded to earlier, the third qualifying round. We got you on a week earlier, so we don't give you any bad luck or anything like that. But Blyth Spartans, they had to do it the hard way against Nantwich Town, who took them all the way, really, in the second qualifying round. Have you had any contact with Dave Cook at Nantwich, or are you going to do your own thing for scouting them?
Well, we'll be doing our homework, obviously, on Blyth. The first tie, wasn't it? It seemed very entertaining, the 3-3 draw, and then they managed to, you know, get themselves through, you know, 1-0. But it's like going back to what I said. I mean, you know, as long as you get through the tie, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, in a way how you get there, isn't it? And obviously Blyth have got an extremely good cup pedigree. So, you know, we'll have to be, you know, at our best, I think, to progress to the next round.
Obviously, we had you on a few weeks ago. And, you know, the one of the main challenges this season is to get Gainsborough back up to the level that everyone at the club wants them to be at. And I suppose occasions like this in the FA Cup, where you've got Blyth coming to town, you're only a couple of games off from the first round proper. And there's no better way of announcing Gainsborough Trinity are back, I suppose, than a good cup run.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, the main priority is to put ourselves back in the Conference North. But obviously, it's going to be a long season. You know, I do believe that, you know, two competitions can bounce off each other with the FA Cup and the league programme. Hopefully, you know, we won't find ourselves too far behind, you know, in games in hand. But obviously, you know, we've got another league fixture before then. So as long as we can, you know, keep in touch with the top, you know, long way, you know, long may the, you know, the cup run go. But, you know, it's the old cliche, isn't it? You just take one round at a time. You can't get ahead of yourself or anything like that. It's going to be an extremely tough game, like I said, against Blyth. And, you know, that'll you know, have to be dealt with before you can think about anything else.
And the league game this weekend in question is Stalybridge Celtic. And, you know, you've had a great run in the league at the moment, I think unbeaten, apart from the first game of the season. And it's a tricky game, this, though, because Stalybridge have had a decent start to the season as well. I mean, what are you expecting from them?
We're expecting a tough game. It always is. I mean, there's no easy games, I don't think, Ben, in this league. You know, we're obviously going away to them. Before Tuesday, we were level on points. We managed to beat Ferriby 1-0 to go 3 points ahead of Stalybridge. But obviously, they've had a very promising start as well. And, you know, they'll be looking to turn us over. I mean, we've had a lot of away games, actually, you know, at the moment. So the players have handled that very well. And you know, and the resilience is growing. But, you know, it's... you know, every game is different, isn't it? Whether it's in the league or in the cup, you know, every game is a challenge, and we'll be expecting that tomorrow at Stalybridge, and, you know, we'll fully respect, you know, their start.
And finally then, Lee, obviously, like we said, we got you on a week earlier. What's your message to the Gainsborough Trinity faithful heading into that game at North Holme next Saturday against Blyth?
Well, hopefully we'll get as many people down there as we can do. The chairman's optimistic. I mean, we've had a, you know, for a club our size, we've had a really good following away from home. They seem to be, enjoying the games and the results so far. But games at North Ham can be special, and we'd like to see as many people there as possible, because it is the FA Cup. It does have a different vibe about it, doesn't it? Like I mentioned before, it's you either get it right or you get it wrong, and then you have to wait another year for the competition. Whereas with a league game, you can have one 7 days later. So they are special occasions, and the FA Cup is it's an extremely special competition, isn't it? And I think so. Most certainly down in the lower leagues as well, because of what it could bring for you.
Lee Sinnott there, manager at Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough against Blyth Spartans. We might as well cover the Blyth Spartans result now, because blimey, they just got through. Nantwich Town 3, Blyth Spartans 3 on Saturday afternoon. A stunning effort there from the Cheshire club. They couldn't see it through, though, at Croft Park. Danny Maguire scoring the goal on the 81st minute. Blyth Spartans 1, Nantwich Town 0. Big commiserations there to Nantwich, James.
Yeah, again, another one. They took it right to the very death in the replay as well. Reading the reports again, it sounded like they could have given them another 5 minutes. Nantwich could have won that game themselves.
Commiserations as well to AFC Mansfield. They gave it a good go. Kettering Town 2, AFC Mansfield 1. And AFC Mansfield there doing what Rudy Funk said, that they were going to give them a game, and they certainly did. But commiserations to Mansfield. Also, commiserations to Stafford Rangers going out in Norfolk against Kingsland Town. Finished Kingsland 3, Stafford Rangers 1. And we'll never mention that result again. But a result we will mention now with great sincerity and enthusiasm: Knaresborough Town 1, Workington 4. Workington through to the next round, and Workington will be taking on our very own Kidsgrove Athletic. It's MPL v MPL. We'll hear from Kidsgrove on the Division 1 show next week about their chances for a bit of an upset there. Workington against Kidsgrove Athletic in the third qualifying round. Also through to the next round, I should mention Kidsgrove actually. Kidsgrove went through by beating Mosley by 2-1 away from home. Good result that for Kidsgrove. Commiserations though to Mosley. Also through, Marine beat Frickley Athletic by 1-0. Neil Young's side there getting the job done in the first attempt. So Marine through to the next round, where Marine will be travelling to Brackley Town. Back to the second qualifying round, and also through to the next round, Curzon Ashton. Sorry, James. Sorry.
It's all right. Fair enough. I did say it would be a subtitle.
How giddy were you all at 2 minutes when you took the lead? Radcliffe FC 1, Curzon Ashton 2. But a good effort by all accounts there from the North Manchester club.
Yeah, and again, same with what people were saying at the match, and what we've seen at the match myself, really. That game could have gone to a replay. Radcliffe were just all over him, against a high-flying Curzon Ashton at this moment in time too. So heads held high. We've had three games and we've been on the TV a couple this year, and we've lost two games in a row now because we lost to Glossop last night as well.
Hey,
so,
most importantly, excuse me, you've been on the MPL show twice and it's only September.
That's very true.
How was that? Anyway, so commiserations to Radcliffe. Also through, though, is Hensford Town. Hensford Town beat Rugby Town away from home by 3-1. For Hensford, it's an away trip to Kettering Town, the team that beat our very own ASC Mansfield. So for a view now on Hensford Town's chances against Kettering, I caught up with the manager at Hensford. Here's Rob Smith. So, Rob, a big thank you for joining us. Great result at the weekend. That could have been a very, very tricky game, but safely through to the third qualifying round.
Yeah, it was one of those banana skin games, the classic banana skins. But, we approached it professionally, and I thought at the end of the day, we could have come away winning that 5 or 6, really, in the end. So it was a job well done.
And next up, I'm saying this to all the managers, we've got you on a week earlier, so I'm not giving you any bad luck or anything like that. But next up, it's a very tricky game. It's not really banana skin, this one, is it? It's been Kettering away. I mean, what are you expecting from them?
Yeah, I mean, they've had a flying start to their season, and it's a really sort of tough place to go with the crowd they've got as well. It's not a great sort of surface either. So I would say level-wise, obviously, we're similar, but you'd have to give them the advantage with home advantage and the way they've started the season. But, you know, we've got to approach it that it's a winnable tie for us.
Now, obviously, it's also a tie which is just a couple of games away from the first round proper. And you as an experienced manager at a club with a great tradition and all that, I mean, how do you keep the lid on this to make sure no one gets ahead of themselves?
It's been really difficult. I don't know what it is. The FA Cup just seems to grab everyone's attention, and it's been really difficult to stay focused on the league because everybody, you know, really wants this game. But, you know, it is exciting, and I think with the prize money that's on offer this year, it's taken even greater focus. So it's been difficult, but you know, we've just got to embrace it now. I think getting through a couple of rounds was the key for us, so we can anything else is a bonus for us now, so we're going to embrace the occasion.
Now, before we get to this great occasion for the club, there's a couple of league matches as well. I mean, an away trip to Marine on Saturday and away trip to Grantham, I think, on Tuesday. What have you made of the start of the season for Hensford? It's there or thereabouts, only a few points from the playoffs with games in hand.
Yeah, we've been inconsistent, and that just about sums us up, really, which I fully expected off a completely new squad. But, you know, we're showing signs of getting there now. We look better. We're getting to know one another more. So nothing better than two tough away games to show that we've improved. So, you know, we're looking to get some positive results now, to take into the cup game.
Now, I know you don't care about this, but played 8, won 4, lost 4, scored 10, conceded 10. Beautiful symmetry and all that. But that goes to show you just where Hensford are. But it's been, there's plenty of teams in that top half of the table, even at the bottom half of the table as well, who are very, very capable sides. So it's been a quite manic start, not just for Hensford, but for everyone, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just wide open. You can see that already. We've played some of the top sides and we've played some of the sides at the bottom, and there's nothing to choose between anybody in this league. So, you know, everybody's going for it. No one's really finding amazing consistency. So, as I say, we've just got to try and get that consistency that everybody's searching for, and we want to try and go on a run.
And finally then, Rob, obviously, I think you're going to forget what Keys Park looks like by the time you get round to Kettering. But Kettering away, a message for the travelling away support for that big occasion for the club?
Yeah, well, our travelling support's superb, and we took a load to rugby, and it was like a home game on Saturday. So, you know, we're going to be outnumbered there, but our fans have been brilliant. So the more we can take, the better. It gives us every chance.
Rob Smith there, manager at Hensford Town. Kettering Town against Hensford Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup next Saturday. And we'll be discussing all these matches on next week's monthly MPL discussion show. Just a reminder that we are having a fixture preview for the Premier Division matches coming up in a second or two, as we'll be joined by the North East podcast very own Mark Carruthers. And speaking of the North East, commiserations to South Shields. South Shields 1, Stockport County 2. And I tell you what, James, I was watching this on Twitter, and for a time, it looked like South Shields were either going to take it to a replay or win the tie. Very unlucky. Stockport County getting the winner in stoppage time.
Yeah, again, it's replay of the FA Trophy game from last season, if you remember, when we pretty much had the first result, I think. It was always going to be a tough ask for South Shields, but this was one tie that everyone was looking at. And again, kind of surprised BBC didn't pick it up going down to the South Coast instead.
It was step three against step three on Saturday at St Ives Town. St Ives Town 1, Grantham Town 1. And this was one of the big upsets, I think, of the second qualifying round. Grantham Town back at the South Stephen Stadium. Grantham Town 0, St Ives Town 2. So a big commiserations there to Grantham Town. But safely through. And I mentioned one of the shock results of the round being that St Ives Town, Grantham Town result. Result of the round, Witton Albion 2, Spennymoor Town 1. And Spennymoor only got their goal in the 90th minute. So it's a great result that at Wincham Park. Witton Albion going through to the next round where they take on... Who's this? FC United of Manchester. That's a silly name for a club. FC United of Manchester, James. Wow. Right. So anyway, can I keep that joke going without offending my fellow FC fans? The old Manchester bit was an afterthought. We all voted for FC United and the FA said, that's too ambiguous. You have to name the place you're from. So that's why it's called FC United of Manchester. 13 years on, that's why. Just to clarify. But anyway, SC United against Witton Albion in the third qualifying round. And to hear the mood at Wynsham Park, here's Cal McCauley. Cal, a big thank you for joining us. There's only one place we could start. What a result that was on Saturday. What's your thoughts on it all?
Yeah, first of all, it was a good game. I fully deserved the win, I must say that. The lads worked really, really hard. And, we had reports from Ali up and try to combat that as best as we can, and it paid off for us. And the most important thing for us was just try staying the ass as long as we can and to be in it for the Monday, and the lads gone up and delivered that.
I mean, when Hopley turned up on the 87th minute, I mean, that, to make it 2-0, what was your feeling on the touchline at that point?
Yeah, well, you can see that it's coming closer to you, and you can see that, you're into the next round, but you never know, and it gives you that little cushion. But then they go and get themselves back in the game through a shot from inside the box, which I think it took a deflection on the way. But like I said, Ben, we fully deserved that victory, and we had to work hard for it. The shape was really, really good away from possession. We've got a now exciting and another difficult test that lies ahead of us in FC United.
I do have to put my cards on the table. Obviously, I'm connected with FC United. Let's say now. What are you expecting from FC United? Because Witten have been here before, from memory, a couple of seasons ago, actually.
Yeah, we did, and we give it our best shot again when we went there. I think the beauty about the FA Cup is everyone raised the game that extra 10%, and it'd be the same with us. We'll give it our best shot, and I'm sure FC United will do the same. They'll have home advantage, which any team, when they're in the hat, wants their home draw. Fortunately to us, it hasn't happened, but it's a great tie. Obviously, the club financially will do well out of it, win, lose, or draw. It's a difficult task, but then I look at the competition, I look at the teams that we've actually played since I've been with Albion manager, and your Boston United's where we won when they were in the conference, and your Chester's we took to a replay, we've beaten Spennymoor. So again, I think we'll get that respect off every side that we'll come across, Ben.
Absolutely, and we saw that on the same afternoon. You've got the likes of Stourbridge knocking out Leamington, Peterborough Sports knocking out Boston, Blyth and Stockport nearly coming up a cropper as well. I mean, what do you think the difference is between, especially the lower half of National League North and the NPL? Because, you know, we do see sides who come down who struggle the following season. Do you feel the gap's that great?
I feel the gap's a big gap in terms of, your top sides. And I know we've gone and beat Spennymoor, but to do that over a period, Ben, of consistently doing well in that league is a tough ask, and a one-off game. Maybe our lads were right up for that game. The concentration levels were high and we were really focused. And maybe they took the foot off the pedal and took us lightly. I don't know. I really don't know. But I think the idea is a difference in terms of the leagues. Maybe not the lower sides in the league who are fighting relegation, because obviously confidence is low. But I'm sure FC United, I'm sure your club will get a lift off a home draw, and we'll want to progress into the next round and make it difficult for us.
Hey, on this show, I'm 100% impartial, just to say, Cal, just to say. But just before you go,
okay.
Just to talk about your away travel that you've got, because you've got two games before this match at FC United, and both on the East Coast, North Ferriby this weekend, Scarborough on Tuesday. What's your prognosis for what can be achieved in the league over the next week or so?
I mean, we just go out and we try win games as best as we can, and there'll be no difference. Obviously, we've got them big games, and it really doesn't help on the Tuesday night. And I know every team have got to do it, and it's tough for part-time sides. You've got a number of lads doing different jobs. You know, there's electricians, there's plasterers who have to get off work and then make that long journey on the Tuesday to Scarborough. But it swings and roundabouts. We've probably had a nightmare of a start in the division in terms of travelling. You know, your first game, South Shields, and then your third game away to Whitby. So we've done our fair share, but we've got to get on with it. We'll go to them games. We'll look to get 3 points.
Cal McCauley, manager at Witton Albion, and that's all the results from the second qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. And like I said, we'll be covering off all the third qualifying round matches on next week's monthly discussion show, live, pre-recorded live at the Heat and Hop, where James will be there, Berkey will be there, Simo will be there, and some kind of celebrity, just to say. Someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, replacing the void that Swamp is left. James.
Wow.
Yeah. James, just before you go, any bits of housekeeping we need to talk about before we leave this bit of the show?
It's just, again, with clubs coming to County Cup games at the moment, just keep your eye on the fixtures. Everyone's saying it's going to start snowing next week. Hang on.
What?
Great.
What?
Some newspapers have.
Stop
again.
Reading the Daily Express. How many times, James? Snow? Right, James, on that bombshell about snow in October, did you feel how humid it was before? It's not going to snow.
Yeah, I know. But
James, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll be hearing from you next week at the monthly show.
No, thank you very much, Ben.
James Hayes there, social media officer from the league, joining us on this week's Evo Stick NPL show. Now, that's the FA Cup done and dusted for just 1 week only. We'll be back on it next week. But just to let you know about the FA Trophy, extra preliminary round taking place this weekend. Loads of fixtures. Best of luck to the NPL sides. evostickleague.co.uk. I'll give you a run through of them at the end of the show. But let's park the FA competitions now and head over to the Premier Division. And joining me now for a good old-fashioned fixture preview, we're now joined by the lovely from the North East Football Podcast, Mr. Mark Carruthers joins us now. Hello, Mark. How's things?
I'm very good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm all good. So, good, a plethora of fixtures this weekend. And the biggest one, which screams, ah, I'm a big fixture, Warrington Town against South Shields. Huge, Mark, huge. Where's this game come from?
It's such a big game, and funny enough, I've just got back from Mariners Park as well, where I was having a chat with John Shaw for the North East Football Podcast. South Shields are determined to bounce back from the defeat against Stockport County last week. Obviously, I would probably say met their expectations to be sitting top of the table this early on, but they also know that a lot of focus is on them to get something on Saturday to put last weekend's defeat behind them. Warrington obviously going into the game after a good, solid win against Consett, a side I know very well from up here in the FA Cup replay on Tuesday. It's a severe test for South Shields. It's probably one of the toughest tests they'll face this season. Warrington in decent form, you know, they're always going to score goals, aren't they? They love finding the back of the net. So South Shields are going to have to be strong defensively. I'd love to set in the fence with this one. So I think I'm going to. I think a 1-1 draw.
I mean, what is the mood at Mariners Park? Because it was a bit gut-wrenching, wasn't it? Because they were heading for a replay. And then was it the 91st minute or 92nd minute?
I think it's gut-wrenching, but not because of the late goal. I think maybe just because they didn't hit the standards that they expect in the game. I know from talking to Lee Picton, had a brief chat before we started recording tonight, he seemed a bit disappointed that they didn't really perform at the levels that they expect. They maybe feel they didn't test Stockport as much as they should have. And I think more than anything, they thought that Stockport were there for the taking, and by all accounts from people that I know that were at the game, that doesn't seem too far short of what happened.
Well, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, Cantilever Park, Warrington Town against South Shields. We obviously heard from Toby McCormack earlier, but a very big game and a great advert for the league. 1 point separating the two sides up at the top, and sandwiched between them, it's a nice little probably a chip balm or fish balm. What am I talking about? It's Yorkshire. A fish bread cake, whatever that is. Scarborough Athletic sitting in the middle there. Scarborough Athletic taking on Nantwich. And even though Nantwich are where they are in the league, 12th position at the moment, you do get the impression that Nantwich are very, very capable. And this is a difficult game, isn't it, for Scarborough?
It is, and just going back to you know, what I was saying earlier on about goal scorers, James Walshaw and Michael Coulson obviously sat in the top goal scorers list in the Evo Stick Premier. Again, Scarborough, from what I saw of them last season, will always create chances. It's just at the other end, sometimes I worry that they may not keep them out as much, and Nantwich are another side that can be dangerous on the front foot. What I would say is, I know Alan Armstrong was very impressed with Nantwich over the two games in the FA Cup that they just played against Blyth Spartans. Probably could have put Spartans out down at down in Cheshire. But I think you know, Nantwich, one of those sides that you never know how to take them. You never know what's going to turn up. So that makes them more dangerous for Scarborough. But I must say, I think Scarborough will sneak this one.
And in fourth position, and obviously we heard from Lee Sinnott earlier, Stalybridge Celtic against Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. And the three points separating the two sides. We're not quite at 10 games, although Bakesford have reached 10 games, where everyone else is at 8 or 9 games. But you do get the impression there is a lot of jostling going on at the moment, and Gainsborough would like to stay where they are.
Well, I spoke to the South Shields Supporters podcast before the season. I said that I thought Gainsborough would be the ones to watch this year. You know, they made a solid start, for obviously strong at home. Haven't picked up as many points on the road as I would have liked, but I just think with I keep going back to attack and talent, but with the attack and talent they possess, that's sometimes enough to win them games on their own. It's going to be a tough test at Stalybridge. We spoke a lot about them last season, didn't we? How they didn't really perform as well as they should, but they seem to have improved this season, had a good summer in the transfer market. Not an easy game again. I think I'll sit on the fence for this one and say it'll be a 1-1 draw. I'm doing well sitting on the fence here.
here's a question for you. Workington. Now, yes. We obviously heard from Workington earlier. And Bakesford United played 10, won 5, lost 5. You know, that's got beautiful symmetry to it. But it does feel like Bakesford haven't had the best of starts. But the fifth, and Workington, they've not had the best of starts at all, have they? And they're down in 17th. What do you make of Workington at the moment? What do you make of Bakesford?
I think with Workington, it's probably best to go down the route of it's still very early in the season. Made a few changes in the summer. Maybe they're still taking the time to settle into the squad. Bakesford, again, they come up with a lot of expectations, but maybe not the momentum that South Shields had. Maybe I'm being a little bit harsh on them there. But I think maybe they are having to cope with being the team that people are going to target because they've got this expectation behind them. John Shaw spoke about that tonight with South Shields. They find themselves as a target. And I think Bakesford, because there's been a lot of talk about them in the summer, you know, because of maybe money they've spent that people weren't expecting, because they made signings that people weren't expecting. People like Nathan Watson went there from Colville. Perhaps they're just struggling with that. And you're right what you're saying. There is an asymmetry to the results so far. But having played two games more than most teams in the league, that, you know, fifth place could suddenly become a mid-table, and that makes the start of the season look quite poor, like you were saying.
Two more games played more than Buxton. Buxton this weekend taking on Lancaster City. It's going to be interesting how they bounce back from that FA Cup defeat midweek against... I've got to stop being disrespectful and calling them Grantham, but they were last season Grantham, so it's hardly surprises it. But Buxton against Lancaster.
A very, very good record at home. I've got to be honest, am I right in thinking they've got a 3G pitch this year?
They have, yes.
You know, they've started very well, clearly adapted to that very well. But Lancaster, another team, I just never know what to expect from them. I know a few people have watched them this season. I know they haven't started very well. But they can only improve. That's a way to look at it. They'll go to Buxton thinking we've got nothing to lose here, and that makes them a very dangerous opponent. The record on the road is horrific. There's no getting away from that. I mean, you know, five defeats out of five games is as poor as it gets. But going to Buxton, they'll have nothing to lose. They'll go and have a go. Sadly, I don't think it'll be enough. I think Buxton will win this, and I think we'll probably win it quite comfortably.
And here's one for your expertise. And I mentioned Grantham Town. This season's Grantham Town. Grantham Town. they're hosting Whitby Town. And Whitby have gone a bit backwards in recent games, haven't they? It's still been a good start, to be fair. But Grantham have come right out of the blocks, haven't they? And there's only two... I'm saying all this stuff, by the way, dear listener. There's 2 points separating these two teams, and they've only played 8 games, so you know it's all football nonsense, to be fair. But yeah, you know what I'm trying to say here, Mark.
I think you've always got to put in the caveat that it is very, very early in the season. We're not even at the end of September, but not quite yet anyway. With Whitby, I just fear that maybe a little bit of momentum caused by the show. Dale Hobson going back there was a lovely surprise for the supporters. Dave McTiernan's went back as well. He was a big club hero there. They made some very, very good signings. And I just fear that recently, because they've hit a bit of a slide, a bit of a wobble, that a little bit of the momentum, a bit of the good feeling that they had in the summer is maybe just subsiding. Somehow they need to get that back. Facing Grantham is never going to be the easiest way to get that back. Grantham, as you say, or this season's Grantham, it's a good phrase. I will distance myself from it, even though I've just uttered this.
You're going to use that when you're non-league paper articles or something.
I'm just writing it down now, actually. Yeah, yeah. You know, Grantham will want to bounce back from what happened against St. Ives in midweek. Not an ideal result by any stretch. It's another one that's a difficult one to call, but I think purely based on the fact that Whitby are struggling so badly at the moment to find any sort of form, I think I would tip Grantham to win this one by the odd goal, just 2-1, I think.
Bamber Bridge are a few games behind everyone else at the moment due to them starting the FA Cup a bit earlier than most sides. Bamber Bridge this weekend will be hosting Stafford Rangers, who are currently eighth position, 1 point behind the playoff positions, only 4 points off the league leaders. I mean, Steve Burr, it's really improved at Marston Road, hasn't it?
It has, and I think if you look at last season, they'd be completely underwhelmed with, you know, what happened. A big summer of change. Let's be honest, a big name manager's gone in there. Steve's had a lot of success earlier in his career. Stafford's a big club. I say this every time I come on, but whenever I've visited there, it's such a big club with a big history, big pedigree. And I think, not that anyone deserves to be, you know, higher up the pyramid, but they are a club that should be, at the minute, I think are probably punching a little bit below their weight. I think a club that should be slightly higher in the pyramid, but they are where they are. They are trying to find their feet, which I know the Everstick have, it's been mentioned to me before, they pride themselves on kind of helping clubs re-find their feet before moving back up again. Stafford could be one of those. Very strong at home, obviously unbeaten at home, Stafford. Bamber Bridge, kind of, after promotion, find their feet in the division. I think they'd probably say they would have taken where they are at the moment. You know, 10 points from the opening seven games is about par. But I think Stafford, with the momentum, they'll sneak that one.
We heard from Rob Smith earlier, and Hensford this weekend will be travelling to Marine and Neil Young's side at Marine. There has been a new management bounce. It has been noticeable at the Merseyside club.
Yes, and it's a good appointment. I'm always fascinated when managers go in, just exactly what changes. They haven't made a load of signings. A couple have gone in there, but it just seems to have freshened up the dressing room. Maybe new ideas from him and his coaching staff. And you know, Neil's managed at a high level. He knows what the game's about. He's someone who's clearly given the dressing room a bit of impetus, and hopefully that'll drive them onwards. I say this every time I come on, but I love Marine. They're one of my favourite clubs, and in the Evo Stick, and I think deserve better than what they've had so far this season. Maybe things went stale under Tommy, didn't quite have the impact that he had last season. I just can't see them getting a result against Hensford, though.
And when it comes to, we obviously mentioned the new management bounce that's happened at Marine. Dave Frecklington at Matlock Town. Matlock this weekend will be travelling to Farsley Celtic. Tough game, this one. Farsley Celtic currently sitting in mid-table. But as we heard from Adam Laitland last week, obviously a fair few fixtures behind everyone else at the moment. You do get the impression Farsley might be in a false position. Are Matlock in a false position?
It's difficult to judge because we don't really know what impact Dave is going to have at the moment. It's still very early days for him. I think Matlock obviously lost the top goal scorer from last season. Marcus Denanga went back to Burton and is currently on loan at Hartlepool. So that's a lot of goals to replace. And I think maybe that's a big challenge Dave will have to, Dave Franklin will have to take on straight away, is to try and get someone just to get them some goals, to get them up the table, because you know there are a couple of challenges. I mean, they've conceded the most goals out of anyone in the division, 24 goals in 8 games. That is relegation form. You know, it is still very early in the season. We do say that. So whatever impact Dave Franklin's going to have is going to happen pretty quickly. I'm not sure it'll happen this weekend, though. I think it may take a few more weeks to really take hold of the squad. You are right what you say about Farsley. I think an extremely talented squad there. They are sat 13th, but if they win their games in hand, you know, they could go as high as a playoff position. So I think it's a bit difficult to judge Farsley, but they're certainly better than 13th.
Witten Albion. Witten Albion, obviously, have got a game looming against my beloved FC United of Manchester. Mm-hmm. This weekend, they're travelling to Humberside or East Riding's to take on North Ferriby United.
Yes.
North Ferriby are a strange beast, aren't they, this season? but what do you think for this one? This is tricky, isn't it, for Witten Albion?
Well, I can only go off what I've kind of been told because I haven't seen either side this season. Obviously, I read things, but South Shields have played both teams this season. I saw Witten on the opening day. They were very unlucky not to get a point at South Shields. Looked a good side. Another person we had in the podcast tonight. I'm doing plenty of plugs here, aren't I?
Plug away, my friend.
We had Jamie Chandler on, who obviously played at Witten last week again when they played Spennymoor. Was very impressed with Witten going forward. Mentioned Rob Hopley, said he looked very dangerous. You would fancy Witten to win this, but then you look at North Ferriby, one win out of 10, which came against South Shields, which is remarkable given where they are on the table. And it wasn't a narrow 1-0 win, it was 3-0. So yeah, I think North Ferriby, they're in an awful position at the moment, being the bottom three. They've played more games than anyone else except Basford. They're going to have to find another win from somewhere. But I just feel like we talk about the bounce with Witten. There's a bounce from what happened last week against Spennymoor. Nobody expected them to get something. The confidence is high. They'll be looking up the table rather than over the shoulder soon, and I think this could be the game that turns things for them.
And finally, that's flown by. Last one, Hyde United against Michelover Sports. We heard from John McGrath earlier. They're on an FA Cup run as well. Michelover Sports are Michelover Sports. There's nothing we can say, is there? They're being Michelover. Hyde United have had a decent couple of results of late.
Yeah, again, it's a difficult one to judge either of these two teams. Michelover, as you say, just kind of doing what Michelover do. You just hope the cup run doesn't distract them, because there is that tendency when a club is sort of mid-table, the attention turns towards the FA Cup and things slide in the league, and then all of a sudden you look over your shoulders and you're just above the relegation zone. I don't think that'll happen. John McGrath is extremely professional. You know, he's played at a very good level. Has done a good job at Michelover and continues to do a good job, as is proven by the FA Cup results. Hyde, I feel, will be one that will improve as the season goes on. I just think that they've had a slow start, but they will get better. Another club we talk about is a big name club. This one for me, I think, again, I'm going off the bounce of the FA Cup, will be Michelover. I think it'll sneak a 2-1.
And just before you go, Mark, another plug, one last plug. People at home are going, you keep talking about this North East Football Podcast. Where can I find it, Mark?
You can find it, firstly, on Twitter, at NAF Podcast. But to listen to it and download it, you can find us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. And happily, we're also on FC Radio on a Saturday morning, I believe.
9 a.m.
At 9 a.m, yeah. Thankfully, it's not live because...
It's a live and kicking slot. Is
not great. I don't know who that makes me, but I'll take Phil Schofield, maybe. That's going back a bit.
That
bit
was going live.
It was. I just didn't want to say Zoe Ball, that was it. But yeah, you can find us on there. We're on Facebook as well, if anyone's on there, to find us at North East Football Podcast. Focusing, obviously, on the North East clubs from the National League down to the highly competitive Northern League. This week's show, as I've said already, we had Jamie Chandler of Spennymoor Town, John Shaw, captain of South Shields, and Chris Hutchinson, who manages in the second tier of the Northern League at Jarrow FC.
And a big thank you to Matt Carruthers from the North East Football Podcast for joining us on this week's show. As I alluded to earlier, there are some extra preliminary rounds of this season's FA Trophy taking place this weekend. Atherton Coles will be hosting Runcorn Linnets. It's Cleethorpes Town against Mosley, Colehill Town against Kidsgrove Athletic, Drawsden against Widnes, Glossop North End against Brighouse Town, Loughborough Dynamo against Market Drayton Town. Sheffield FC will be hosting Prescott Cables, and it's Trafford against Colne. All those matches kicking off at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And the best of luck to all Evostick Northern Premier League sides in this season's FA Trophy, especially those of you taking part in the extra preliminary round on Saturday. But that is the end of this week's Evostick NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Don't forget you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. And while you're on the internet, you can also find the show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.